This is an
ENN
special report. Now reporting.
The very handsome Jewish man, Peter Rosenberg.
ENN's at 6.
When the clock struck 6, it meant one thing.
Can I just say one thing, Don?
Sure.
You're not Don.
It stands,
but it's not!
Now, from the ESPN New York news desk, here's
Rosenbaum or whatever that guy's name is.
No wonder your show is number one.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to ENN.
On TV.
Ray Rowe. Currently, I'd like to say good evening to Michael.
He's shoving right now.
And to Michael.
Peter the Stud.
And to Michael.
I used to be a player.
And good evening to Don.
How about Andre Dirty Waters?
I don't know.
I hated his guts.
You're so right, Michael. I wish I was born in the Bronx.
To Michael and Don.
What are the Devils playing?
Devil Sharks.
The Ducks. The Devils and the Ducks.
Devils and the Sharks.
But that was
Couldn't
that
been
the
more
end?
Wrong.
I'm all they were confused because Dan Rusinowski, their radio play-by-play voice, was at the Ranger game last night. So I knew the Sharks were in town. I just got confused who they were playing. I'm good. Or bad, whichever.
Let me give you an update, Peter. They bring in Loaiza, infield single by Rosario, and Ramirez single through the right side.
So that first and second no out. Perfect. Yep. So just how you wanted to start.
Shouldn't have taken out Cortez.
Good thing
might work out, but I don't get it.
Good thing you got Cortez out of there. Good evening again to Michael and myself.
Punchies ain't going to make it, and neither is shoving. But go ahead.
Shoving will make it.
Good evening to myself.
If I was going to carry a cheese helmet.
To myself. My coach called me Rosie. I got a few today, Don. I'm in business today.
Yeah, because you had a streak like all week.
It was rough.
Week.
And me and Michael.
Block A.
What's Block A?
Blake.
Good stuff today. Very good stuff over there by you.
Yeah. I wasn't going to carry a cheese helmet.
Oh, boy. All right. So, obviously, we will keep you guys posted as the Yankees get the first out of the inning and the runners advance to second and third.
And that brings up Naylor.
Uh-oh.
Oh, no.
Could this be who's your daddy time? Oh.
And you could have had a lefty facing him, but you just had to get Cortez.
No, listen, you know what? You know what? Keep this energy on Thursday at 4 o'clock, okay? I want you to bring the ruckus to Aaron
but
Boone.
But it might work. If it works out, I'm saying I don't second guess. I guess.
But still.
But this is Naylor time where a home run still doesn't get him the lead.
Stop. Naylor time.
And he lined one right to Cabrera for the second out.
Well, there you go.
Well, hold on, Don. They're still not out of the water, okay?
The woods.
Or the woods. Or the water
in
the
woods.
Why
would they be in the water?
I don't know why they would be in the water.
They're still not out of the woods.
Still not out of the woods is what I meant to say. You don't want to give a
bridge over troubled water.
Right. They could use a bridge over troubled water to get out of this inning without any more damage being done. You know what I'm saying?
There's no damage yet.
Without any damage being done. Anyways, all right, let's talk briefly about some foosball things, if you don't mind.
Sure.
Football!
Yes,
football! They're playing football!
Lewis Riddick on SportsCenter talking about the Giants' new culture?
This team's culture and their belief in Brian Daboll and his belief in them has really just catapulted them right now to win after win after win, and has players playing above and beyond what they have played at in the recent 2 to 3 years, starting with Daniel Jones, and now that Saquon Barkley is healthy, he looks like he did as a rookie. So this football team believes in itself in a way that, you know, maybe they never thought that they would be able to be believed in before this season started either.
Isn't there anyone at the mothership that would tell Lewis it's Daboll, not Dayball?
Well, doesn't...
The Yankees and the Guardians are playing Dayball today.
Right, they started out playing Dayball.
But Bulls offensive coordinator, Brian Daboll.
Okay. Tannenbaum calls him that too, right?
Yeah, I don't get it. I mean, it's Daboll.
Maybe
it's
we're
like
wrong.
Abel.
Brandon Jacobs, you can pronounce his name.
Jacobs.
On who the Giants should trade for at wide receiver.
I do love Odell. He's a dynamic, explosive wide receiver. But DeAndre Hopkins, he stands out to me. The guy, he's done it year in, year out. You know, I think the Giants can make a play for him. Him and the Big Apple would be a thing to see with Daniel Jones. I mean, I believe he's beyond Michael Thomas. But again, injury-wise, you know, you don't know what he's going to be dealing with, you know, as far as being on the injury list. But I think that's two names right there that you can throw out. All these other good wide receivers are in a good place, got these big-time contracts. So you got to find a guy that's almost done with his contract.
God,
that's
do you guys
a dated one?
Do you guys remember? Yeah, I guess it's over now, huh?
Hopkins has been signed.
Hopkins is signed. He's off the market. But it's interesting that he brought up Michael Thomas. Do you guys remember that blip in time when Michael Thomas was the best receiver in football?
Oh yeah. But you don't have Drew Brees throwing you the ball anymore. So,
I mean, it was. I could argue, Don, this could be a good list. Fastest, like, moments in sports history. I'm not saying he can't still have a nice career, but what Michael Thomas is today is not the dude he was. Drew Brees, injuries, whatever.
Right.
He was on the precipice of being the absolute number one guy at the position. Now he's someone you could potentially just go grab. All right, so I mentioned this earlier. Some interesting stuff with regard to the Commanders. The owner of the Indianapolis Colts, Jim Irsay, came out and said that he thinks there could be valid reasons to removing the team from Dan Snyder's ownership. The Commanders have responded. It is highly inappropriate, but not surprising, that Mr. Irsay opted to make statements publicly based on falsehoods in the media. It is unfortunate that Mr. Irsay decided to go public with his statements today while an investigation is in process and the team has had no opportunity to formally respond to allegations. The Commanders have made remarkable progress over the past 2 years. We are confident that when he has an opportunity to see the actual evidence in this case, Mr. Irsay will conclude that there is no reason for the Snyders to consider selling the franchise, and they won't. Well, I'll tell you who wrote that statement. Dan Snyder, verbatim.
Now, also today, Jerry Jones said that the thoughts of him being forced to sell is media-driven. It's never talked about internally.
Okay. Well, he said that right before an owner said, hey, why not?
Yeah, I don't know the timing of each thing, but that came out today where maybe it was on his weekly radio spot, but he said it's never been discussed internally.
But how obvious is the attack from Snyder, the return attack, Michael, in the verbiage? They started the quote, the response, it is highly inappropriate but not surprising that Mr. Irsay opted to make statements publicly. So, like, they're clearly, whatever, Irsay is someone who does not like Snyder and obviously isn't scared of him in the same way other people are. That's what it seems to me. And it seems like they don't have a good relationship based on not only Irsay saying what he said, but the way the Commanders responded. And by the way, they're going to keep saying this thing of, and they won't. They love, let me tell you something, the Snyders love being defiant. Don't ever forget, the reason in the end the name changed from Redskins to Washington Football Team to the Commanders, the reason that essentially happened was because super defiant Dan Snyder had to randomly at a press conference say, we will never change the name. You can put it in all caps. He loves defiant. It's his favorite.
That's the same thing here until...
until all of a sudden, now you have to sell him.
Yeah.
By the way, Gabriel Arias struck out to end the threat, so the Guardians did not score in the sixth.
They're still not out of the water, okay?
The woods.
Or the woods. Oh, wow. Jim Irsay on if Dan Snyder has dirt on him and other owners. Quote, I could care less. You can investigate me until the cows come home. That's not going to back me off.
Also made the classic error. He couldn't care less.
Let's not. Can we not?
I like that. Because Don said it best earlier. This guy's got a lot of bad things that have happened, and it's all been aired in public. What more could they have on him? He kicked a dog once? I mean, what could they have on him?
And that's going to be his downfall. Where it's like, hey, all right, then you let everybody know what you have. Is it worse than yours? So listen, there's a lot of ugliness that can come out, but he'll feel the pressure. He'll deny, deny, deny until it's over.
Let me ask you a question. This is a little controversial.
All right. I love controversy.
If Daniel Snyder has done the stuff that he's accused of doing, mm-hmm. and the culture of out of controlness in D.C.,
mm-hmm.
isn't it kind of worse than what Sterling did with the Clippers?
Well, I mean, it's hard to you get into a subjective, you know, everyone has a different standard for what's worse.
Right.
But I hear what you're saying that, you know, if in fact it was a place where because of his leadership, women employees were in danger, you know, were really put in bad situations, then yes, it's hard to argue that physical harm potentially happening to people wouldn't be worse.
It's all about the audio or video.
Exactly.
I mean, They had Sterling on tape being a racist. And you can't get up from that. The Phoenix situation, they didn't have any hard evidence. They just had enough that he was suspended and people believed it, so he was forced to sell. That's what's going to end up happening here, Peter. They'll do the investigation. There'll be a lot of stuff that's going to come out. He'll deny it. Eventually, he'll be suspended. And then maybe he'll look and see, because he loves this team, right? He's a fan of this team. If nobody wants to come play for him, if it becomes an issue, then he'll be forced to sell. That'll probably be the avenue in which the NFL goes. But if there was video of women being abused, if there was audio tape of him saying something derogatory, then this would be easy.
Right.
But they don't have it, so he can still deny, and there'll be people to say, well, he's still denying it. There's no evidence.
And he obviously feels confident that there's no real evidence.
The stuff that, you know, Sarver decided to sell because Silver played him like a fiddle. He didn't force him to sell.
No.
And the owner said, well, let's get him out of here. And he said, don't worry. Then the last piece de resistance was Michael Jordan was going to rip him publicly. And that scared Sarver and said, I'm out. I'll sell. But if Goodell is hoping for that with Snyder, he's unembarrassable.
That's the thing. I don't know what you could do.
What are the overall allegations, the biggest, ugliest stuff on Snyder that's out there?
Schneider was the handyman from the TV show.
With the cigarettes and the white T-shirt.
Right.
Schneider.
That was Schneider. Dan Snyder, though,
I thought I did say Snyder.
No, you said Schneider. I'm the good friend. I was not going to call you on it.
So, Dan Schneider. The worst thing that they say, Don, I don't know, it could be the trip with, rich friends and board members or whatever, where they basically tried to get cheerleaders to act like prostitutes.
All right.
No. Or videos that were taken of cheerleaders doing their calendar that had nudity being passed around the office place.
Awful. Heinous. Is that enough for somebody not to want to sign in Washington?
Come on. I mean, not for big money.
See, that's the thing, is that the Sterling stuff, the Phoenix stuff, you know, an NBA player is not going to want to go play someplace that where the owner's racist, but misogynistic, sexist.
That's a great
point. In a world of men, like I think I wouldn't want to go play there. I'm sure you wouldn't. Michael wouldn't. But that's what it really comes down to, is can't be competitive because nobody wants to play for his team or work for his team, he'll be forced to sell. If it's business as usual, Michael, then it's just the embarrassment and he doesn't care.
No, because he's going to have a competitive disadvantage. Because he cannot get that stadium built.
Well,
politicians from each side of the aisle have backed out because of the stuff that have been alleged.
Okay,
he can't get the stadium built. And the owners want him, that the stadium, Peter can speak to this firsthand, is a dump.
Ranked
they don't draw
last.
People anymore. That cost the owners money.
Right.
So is that how it works? Because, yes, the stadium was just, rankings just came out, the worst stadium in football. So the other owners want you to get a new stadium because they want to fill the building and they want to make money.
Yes.
And split that money with you when your teams play.
Absolutely.
That's how everyone does it. So at this point, considering they're begging people to come to games, now owners, particularly the other three owners in the NFC East, but everybody, are losing money.
But, and this is a huge but, because they haven't been great for a long time, but if they start winning, they'll fill the building. You could talk about the building being a dump, Peter.
No, but they don't win. They never win. They never consistently win.
But if they started to win, then they would fill the building, and then he would have more of an argument. You're kicking him while he's down now, but all I'm saying is that you need to have a smoking gun. And it doesn't seem like they have it. If there's video, if there's audio, then he's done. But he knows that probably doesn't exist. Or an email, something that the public can sink their teeth into. All this is a he said situation. And until even the investigation guys, they can do the investigation. If the public doesn't completely buy into it, or if there isn't any hard evidence, just that the investigation says that he's got to be suspended a year, is that enough to force him to sell? Probably not. Because if they offer big time money to a great quarterback, right? Lamar Jackson becomes a free agent, refuses to play for the Baltimore Ravens, refuses to play under the franchise tag. Now, Washington trades for him, or they sign him, or find some way to get him, and the team start winning. Is the building not full?
No, it'll
Does
fill.
He start to win public perception? I don't know.
He wouldn't win public perception. The building would fill.
Well, he may not win it to where they like him, but they tolerate him. Listen, as heinous as every accusation is, the biggest problem I'm sure a lot of Commanders fans have in him is the fact that they don't win.
Correct. Absolutely the biggest thing. Not only do they not win, they don't even lose well. Like, can you at least lose to the point where you get a good draft pick? You can almost write it down right now, Don. You know the Commanders are going 7-10 or something this year. They're gonna have a record where they get no good draft pick and have another just completely wasted year, which is what they do every year. So all we can do is hope and pray that Jim Irsay has some friends. The question is now, will anyone else come out and echo these sentiments? You want to hear the end of the game last night on the radio in Los Angeles?
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the upcoming draft, the playoff intensity, and finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
The Chargers.
Can I just give you an update on the Yankees?
Oh, I would love for you to.
First and second, one man out. They're up 5-1, bottom of the sixth, and they bring up Matt Carpenter.
Oh, yeah, I see the stash.
To pinch it for Marwin Gonzalez.
Other to be ironic or that guy, what is the benefit of a mustache?
Other than to be ironic.
Well, if it
feels only like
if
that.
You're just trying to troll, or you're trying, maybe it's for charity. I know that come in November, there's Movember with the mustache. But if you have a mustache in this day and age for a look, it can't be because you think you look good. You're trying to make some other try.
You mean if you're young?
I mean, Carpenter's not young.
No. But I mean, if you're not like an old person who just still has a mustache.
Well, it's different.
Right. Like my dad still has a mustache.
Of course.
But he's 75.
Carpenter just struck out 2 outs.
Let's hear the
Sam Elliott. That's okay.
Let's hear the play-by-play from KYSR in Los Angeles last night.
Snap, hold, kick is up, and it is good! Chargers win! 39 yards! MVP Dustin Hopkins of this contest.
Hey, Seattle.
Hey, guys. Russell here.
Russell Wilson, watch.
Mr. Unlimited.
When you're on Easter weekend, your wife is over here braiding your hair.
Yes, the typical boring robot Russell, the one you guys love to know.
This is what goes on with you. Let's get it.
Well, your Russell Wilson, watch. He was 15 of 28 last night, 188 big yards.
By the way, Peter, he started off 10 for 10.
So that means, let me do some math here, that he went 5 for his last 18.
Mm-hmm.
One touchdown, no interceptions. And Denver loses again.
And
to drop to 2-4.
I watched the overtime and most of the second half, or listen combination of listen and watching. There was a muffed punt that put the Chargers in field goal range, in which they think, they gained. It was 12, 3rd and 12. They gained 9 yards to kind of get a decent kick because their kicker pulled something in the game or had gotten hurt. So,
hamstring.
And, Peter, that game would have finished in a tie for no other reason, but neither team could do anything.
Does Denver have any more of these national
games? I can't
games?
Imagine. They've already got their Thursday out of the way. They've played Monday night. They've played Sunday night. They're not going to get flexed, you wouldn't think. So I we might be out of the woods here. I'd have to look it up.
Gleyber strikes out to end the inning. They go to the 7-5-1 Yanks.
Yankees in good shape.
You think so?
Oh, yeah.
All right.
You're feeling good.
I mean, I don't want to be that guy.
Can you? Have
but
you guys,
it's not good.
Have you guys thought about
Guardians?
This is the first time we've said this on the show, so I'm gonna bring it up right now.
I don't know.
Has anyone here thought about, like Don in particular and Dave Rothenberg, just how crazy Thanksgiving Day could be?
I know.
Giants at Cowboys 4:30. I mean, they could legitimately be fighting for the division lead.
And this problem.
Don't you fear for Dave's family though? On what should be a beautiful holiday.
Excuse me, honey, can you pass the cranberry sauce?
And he throws it at her.
Oof, they got a London game.
Who?
The Broncos.
Why?
And the Jaguars.
Oh, no. Well, then we don't have to get up at 9:30 for that.
Yeah, exactly. Let me know how it works out.
That might be... Oh.
Is that it?
No, they got a Sunday nighter.
Oh, no.
Week 14.
Not the flex level.
At home against Kansas City. That might get flexed out.
It shows you that everybody that made these schedules thought they were going to be great.
Well, why wouldn't you?
Be more wrong.
Why wouldn't you? I mean, you've got a great, at least at the time, a team that just needed a quarterback, and they went out and got what everybody assumed was a good one. Their defense is still very good, by the way. And they've got weapons. It's really... And maybe our nightmare is now going to come to an end soon of the Jets and Giants both playing at 1, because maybe they'll be attractive enough to get to some 4:25 games, and the Jets and Giants might get flexed at the end of the year to primetime games.
True indeed. I know what you're thinking. After this Yankee game, hopefully Yankee victory, what am I going to do tonight? Well, good news. The NBA is back. The 76ers and the Celtics, 7:30 on TNT. 10 o'clock, the Los Angeles Lakers.
On Tiwi.
And the Golden State Warriors, a TNT vehicle.
So is that a banner raising that's in San Francisco?
That's right. So I'm guessing there's a celebration.
There's going to be a prelim card where Draymond Green will fight someone.
Here's KD speaking of the Lakers, on Russell Westbrook being...
Russell
being the NBA's biggest joke.
Russell Schneider.
It's like now you're making him the butt of your jokes now. It's like it's going to a point where it's like, all right, I get the criticism for what he did that night, but now it's starting to reach a different level of some that I don't understand right now. So hopefully you just keep hooping and block all that noise out and prove to everybody that, you know, they wrong about how he feel about his game.
Here's KD on the culture of NBA fans.
The dialogue around our game is just so toxic at this point. Now, I get criticism, but it's starting to turn into something else.
I don't know. Is it just something else?
I think that the more prevalent gambling becomes, the more ugly it will get. Because you're not just fans criticizing players that make mistakes. You're investors criticizing players that make mistakes.
That's an interesting way of looking at it. But at the same time, with the Nets team in particular, you know, things got very intense around Kyrie, for example, his teammate. That's because Kyrie decided to make things not about basketball, which is fine. That was his choice. But with that comes ramifications. It's a very hot-button issue. KD, he hears very toxic things and has to deal with a lot. But there are a lot of question marks about the things KD did in the offseason with his team.
Right.
Like, they're not just average players. Like, if you were to talk to Damian Lillard, would he feel like it's that toxic? Maybe he would. Maybe totally
Russell Westbrook.
Guys, on this day back in 2015.
2015?
There's no chance you'll get it.
Wait,
is it a baseball thing?
No, it's football, and you're not going to get it.
October 18th, 2015.
Okay.
Wayne Schneider and Mrs. Romano hooked up.
Wow. Do you guys remember the Colts fake punt that was one of the worst plays in history? When they lined the dude up just behind the center, but they had three defenders right in front of them and immediately got tackled. Here's what it sounded like.
Practice all those throws. Uh-oh.
Yeah. Now we've got, on a fourth down and three, you got Griff Whalen ready to take the snap.
Here's a guy.
Actually, Colt Anderson is behind him. And what in the world?
Stop it.
Is down.
You tell illegal formation. The whole right side of the line was not on the line of scrimmage. Offense. This penalty is declined.
Tried to sneak it. There were three, four, five guys around two players. That was insane.
There you have it. That's back in 2015.
That's play.
Back when Al Michaels used to call pro football.
I was going to say that play now represents the Amazon Prime schedule,
right,
for Al Michaels. And since Michael has used this on the air before and didn't get fired,
yeah,
I'm thinking of how he changed the name. There's Amazon Slime, Amazon Grime. I'm thinking it should be Amazon Snuff.
Oh my God. That's what it feels like.
As we get ready for Saints and Cardinals.
That will do it for ENN on this very special Yankee Tuesday. Thank you. Thank you.
I was going to carry a cheese helmet.
All right, so it's top of the seventh inning. Loaisiga is still in there. Of course, every day Wandy Peralta is warming up. And a 2-2 count on Andrés Giménez to lead off. Owen Miller is on deck to pinch it for Hedges. So we're following this very closely. Yankees lead 5-1, win an advance game at Yankee Stadium, and a strikeout. Loaisiga goes 100 miles an hour, and he strikes out Giménez. So we will take a brief timeout. Want to take your phone calls. A lot on the buffet that you could dine on. 1-800-919-3776. Kay LaGreca, Rosenberg, and you right here on Yes, the ESPN app, and 98.7 ESPN.